Was there any sort of intuitive correlation between the types of genes and the type of agent and what
yes,
we understand about
absolutely.
Them?
In terms of resistance to taxanes, beta tubulin was up, which is beta tubulin is well documented to be involved in the mechanism of action of taxane resistance. For the sensitive tumors, tumors that were primed to apoptosis that were proliferating very, very quickly were more likely to be responsive to taxotere chemotherapy. Interestingly, there was one gene, HSP27. HSP27 is documented in Ajamycin resistance, yet HSP27 overexpressing cell lines remain sensitive to taxotere, and we found that HSP27 was up in taxotere sensitivity. Now, this is important because that indicates that the patterns of gene expression for taxotere and AC, the two most commonly used regimens, are likely to be different. And therefore, we have a tool that we can use to individualize treatments.
And if you think about heat shock protein, is there some intuitive
yes.
connection? Can you explain that?
HSP27 is rather complicated in terms of its mechanism of action. It's slightly more difficult. Beta tubulin is more intuitive, and that is well documented. And I think that would be more accurate. For chemosensitivity and resistance between the different regimens, it's slightly different. So it's harder for me to explain HSP27.
But it makes sense to you?
It makes sense.
Okay, well, that's always a good thing.
The genes generally make sense. And they're more or less correct.
You know, one of the things I think that maybe, at least I thinking about this as I started to see people thinking about doing research like this, is the question of, you know, randomly finding some correlations that maybe it's just a mathematical
sure.
thing rather than something that really means something.
Absolutely right. That's why you do a cross-validation analysis. In addition, you're absolutely right. It's a small sample, small series, and we need to validate it, and that we're in the process of doing that.
What was the dose and schedule of docetaxel, and how many responses did you see?
We gave 100 milligrams per meter squared Q3 weekly for 4 cycles. Response rates were very high, actually. Don't forget, this is recruited from the county hospital, so the median tumor size was greater than 10 centimeters. And our response rate was 60-70%. Our PEF-CR rate was as high as 14-15%. So that was very good for single-agent docetaxel with large, locally advanced breast cancers.
Any guess what you'd see if you'd use paclitaxel?
Personally, docetaxel or taxotere may be marginally superior with all the evidence that we have, marginally. I think that the response rates would be similar. And then docetaxel, you know, you have dose dens versus non-dose dens, so that becomes more complicated. In taxotere, with the standard way of giving it every 3 weeks, you know, I think it is a pretty effective regimen.
I was actually thinking in terms of the predictive markers. Would you expect them to be the same or different with paclitaxel?
It'd probably be rather similar, but that would need to be studied.
Hmm.